The Ethics Election and Open Government Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. Please take your seats. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Fabricio.
Here.
Vice Chair Barnaby.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Arrington.
Here.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Bracy Davis.
Here.
Caruso. Cheney.
Here.
Gant. Griffiths.
Here.
Harris.
Here.
Holcomb.
Here.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Foster. Porras. Rizzo.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
Tremont.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Tamara. Electronic devices, please make sure that all cell phone and other communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed in silent mode. If members of the public wish to speak, please fill out an appearance form and give it to staff. Happy New Year. Welcome back. First meeting of the year. We're going to be quick. We only have two bills on the agenda today. And we are going to be starting with HB 529, public records, photographs, recordings, and reports of autopsies of suicide victims by Representative Trabolsi. Representative Trabolsi, you are recognized to explain this good bill.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for hearing House Bill 529 today, and thank you, committee, in advance for your consideration. In 2021, research shows that increased publicity of suicide attempt and public viewing led to increased suicides among those with predisposing and precipitating factors. SB 529 would require that photographs, audio, or video recordings of the suicide of a person be confidential, except to a surviving spouse, and if there is no spouse, then surviving parents. If no parents, then to adult children and siblings. The bill would help decrease the contagion of suicide by preventing the public dissemination of the suicide of a person. House Bill 529 will protect families from trauma, sorrow, humiliation, or emotional injury that comes with public access to recordings and photographs of the suicide of a person. It also requires that an autopsy reports of a person whose manner of death was suicide to be confidential to protect the family from the often gruesome and highly sensitive descriptions of a loved one. And that is the bill.
Members, we're in questions. Seeing none, there is one amendment. Amendment barcode number 041697. Representative Trabolsi, please explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment corrects an erroneous omission in the bill regarding notice to a surviving spouse of a court proceeding, which is currently applicable to other similar protected records. Specifically, the amendment requires that the surviving spouse of a victim of suicide or other family member, if there is no surviving spouse, be given a notice when a person asks a court to allow them to view the records protected under the bill. And that is the amendment.
Thank you. Members, we're on questions on the amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, public testimony. I see no public testimony on the amendment. Members, we're on debate on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you're free to close.
Close on the amendment,
please.
Mr. Chair. Wave close.
Members, if you favor adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay, opposed by saying nay.
Yay.
By your vote, the amendment is adopted. Members, we're back on the bill as amended. Any public testimony on the bill as amended? We have a comment card. Barney Bishop, representing the Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. Anything else? Mr. Holroyd, representing the Florida Mental Health Advocacy Coalition, waves in support. Thank you. All right. That concludes public testimony. Members, we're in debate on the bill as amended. Any debate? Representative Robinson?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to take the time to thank Representative Tobolsky for this bill. It's really right on time, and I think it'll benefit all Floridian families.
Thank you.
Representative Davis, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I echo the sentiments of my colleagues. So thankful for this really good bill and the sensitivity that we are having as legislators for family members. This is really important. In my district, I had something similar, a child of a celebrity who died of a drug overdose. And I know that's not quite on point for your bill, but the media and TMZ kind of released the reports before the family even heard the reports, and I thought that was really insensitive. So thank you for taking this step to be sensitive to family members when they're going through really trying times and losing a loved one. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any more debate? Seeing none, Representative Tobolsky, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Chair. And committee, I know this seems like a simple bill, and it also seems very common sense that we wouldn't want to take advantage of people's most vulnerable times, especially when they've lost a loved one to a mental health issue. But it happens every single day. And this bill was brought about by someone in my community who tragically committed suicide and was not a celebrity, but I suppose a celebrity in our community, if you will. And it just broke. It broke our hearts to see how the family just had to continue to relive trauma and share such private moments with the world and with no consideration to how it would re-traumatize them and affect them in the future. So this does come from home, and I appreciate your support. And I'll close.
Thank you. Tamara, please call the roll on House Bill 529.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Taney?
Yes.
Gant?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster? Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
Show House Bill 529 reported favorably as a committee substitute. Thank you. Okay, very good. Next, we're moving to House Bill 191, Town of Orchard, Indian River County, by Representative Brackett. Representative Brackett, you are recognized to explain the local bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair.
Or Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member. I promoted you, I'm sorry. as you said, this is a local bill. Members, House Bill 191 creates an exception to the general law allowing the town of Orchid to hold public meetings within 5 miles of its exterior judicial boundary as long as its population does not exceed 1,250 members. That is the bill.
Thank you. Members, we're in questions. Any questions? Representative Caruso, any questions?
Thank you, Chair. I know we spoke before, but do you know how many other cities it would have the same situation?
Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you. I do not, because it's a local bill, so I only looked at it from a local standpoint.
Members, we're in questions. Any more questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Public testimony. We're in public testimony. No comment cards have been received. Members, we're in debate. Any debate on this local bill? Seeing none, Representative Brackett, you are recognized to close on this bill.
I'll waive close.
Thank you. Tamara, please call the roll on HB 191.
Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Bracy Davis?
Yes.
Caruso?
Yes.
Taney?
Yes.
Gant?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Coster?
Yes.
Porras?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Tremont?
Yes.
Chair Fabricio?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
Please show HB 191 reported favorably. Congratulations. All right. So that concludes our meeting today. Right on time. Thank you. Members, this concludes our committee agenda. Seeing no further business before the committee, Representative Koster moves that we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Great meeting, Chair. Thank you.
Great meeting.
Yes.